Simple Cyber Defense Security Updates for January 13th, 2023. Welcome back to Simple Cyber Defense. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the LastPass breach and what you need to know about it. So let's begin. So as many have heard in the news, that LastPass has received a breach back in August of 2022. And it seems like the longer people have analyzed this, the worse it's gotten. So we'll need to look at this and see exactly how bad is it and what you should do moving forward. So let's start with what LastPass has said. So what they said is, based upon our investigation to date, we have learned that an unknown threat actor accessed a cloud-based storage environment leveraging information obtained from the incident we previously disclosed in August of 2022. While no customer data was accessed during the August 2022 incident, some source code and technical information was stolen from our department environment and used to target another employee, obtaining credentials and key, which were used to access and decrypt some storage volumes within the cloud-based storage services. So in this statement here, they're saying how they at first didn't believe that any customer data was exposed and that it was just internal stuff. And if that was the whole story, then everything was good. Your data is safe. But however, as they investigated further, they said the threat actor was also able to copy a backup of customer vault data from the encrypted storage containers, which is stored in a proprietary binary format that contains both unencrypted data, such as website URLs, as well as fully encrypted sensitive fields, such as website usernames and passwords, secure notes, and form-filled data. The encrypted fields remain secure with 256-bit AES encryption and can only be decrypted with a unique encryption key derived from each user's master password using a zero-knowledge architecture. As a reminder, master password is never known to LastPass and is not stored or maintained by LastPass. The encryption and decryption of data is performed only at local LastPass client. So here, they're saying that everything should be fine. Your data was encrypted when it was stolen, and the only way to decrypt it is to use your particular master password on the device that you're decrypting the information on. And they continue to say, there is no evidence that any unencrypted credit card data was accessed. That is a relief. LastPass does not store complete data or credit card numbers, and credit card information is not archived in this cloud storage environment. That is a relief, but that doesn't mean that in the future they may not come out. They may come out again and say, well, in this day it was not known to be leaked, but now we investigated it and it's been seen. Just like with this incident back in August 2022, at first they were saying, oh, no customer data was accessed. But then in December, they're saying, oh, by the way, your entire encrypted vault was taken too. So I wouldn't be surprised later if the credit card information eventually gets compromised and taken out also. So then LastPass continues, the threat actor may attempt to use brute force to guess your master password and decrypt the copies of your vaulted data that they took. Because of the hashing and encryption method we use to protect our customers, it will be extremely difficult to attempt to brute force guess master passwords for those customers who followed our best practices. So the next question is, what exactly is their password best practices? So according to LastPass, we recommend using the following best practices when creating a master password. Since 2018, we have required a 12-character minimum for master passwords. This greatly minimizes the ability for successful brute force password guessing, but the lengthier the better. Use uppercase, lowercase, numeric, and special character values. It is make it pronounceable and memorable, but not easily guessed, like a passphrase, like battery, horse, car power, or something like that. And then change some of the letters to numbers and special characters, things like that. And then the next thing they said is make sure that it is unique only to you, i.e. do not use passwords that your brother or sister or significant other uses also. Make it specifically just for you, that only you use. And it also says never use personal information. These are all great ideas, but unfortunately people are fallible and they don't always do these best practices, because a lot of times they want things that are very easy to remember, and a lot of things that are easy to remember are things that are personal, unfortunately, like putting in birthdays or anniversaries or pets' names or things like that that can easily be taken from a social engineering, like looking on your Facebook page or looking at other social media outlets and get these information about you. So if you have created a great password using these criteria, then most likely there is a high possibility that your vault is safe. But if you haven't done all these, then it might most likely that your vault is not as secure. Not saying that it will be cracked, but there's a higher possibility that it will be cracked. So LastPass then goes on, to further increase the security of your master password, LastPass users utilizes a stronger than typical implementation of 100,100 iterations of the password-based key derivations functions, a password strengthening algorithm that makes it difficult to guess your master password. You can check the current number of PBKDF2 iterations for your LastPass account in the link provided in the description below. So basically what they're saying here is this iteration is they take your password and kind of fuzz it a little bit so that it's like the best, like, so it's not in the clear text, that it's kind of derived through like an encryption type thing. Think of it like it's kind of like substituting different characters in the system so that when you type in the real password, then it goes through this iteration within seconds, and then the two blobs get compared to say, okay, this is the real password, you're good. And the only way to get the blobbed version back to unblob is to have the correct password. There's no way to get a blobbed form and go back to what the clear text is. So, but the problem with this statement here is they're assuming that you have the current stronger than typical implementation of the iteration. They made a change, I think, back in 2016. Before the 100,100 iterations, they had a much smaller number, like 5,000. So, and if you didn't go in there and change it to the 100,100,000, then you're stuck with the lower number, 5,000, which is easier to crack. And so It is a good idea to check to see what your iteration is for LastPass to make sure that it is the strongest. And if it's not, then I would take steps into changing every single password in there just to be on the safe side. So LastPass then goes on to say, we also recommend that you never reuse your password, master password, on any other websites. If you reuse your master password and that password was ever compromised, a threat actor may use dumps of compromised credentials, i.e. data leaks, data breaches that happen all the time. You can go on to Have I Been Pwned and see if your particular password has been breached or even if your email has been breached. And if it has, then the attackers can easily get it through the dark web or any other purchases way. So if they have it, then they're going to be able to use it against you. And a lot of times, the only way that they'll know that they have a compromised password, because a lot of people use similar passwords around, what they'll do is they'll use your social media and say, okay, this email address appears in this breach of database passwords that we have. Okay, let's try these list of passwords to see if it's the master password. And if you have been reusing passwords, then most likely they will be able to crack your vault very easily because you reused it from an older system that was compromised, and then they have it in that database and list. So if that is a case that you have reused your master password on other websites or other forms or anything, definitely go through and change all the passwords just on the safe side, and also change your master password so that after you make all the changes, they can't just go back and take your vault again and use the same password that you used to uncrack it. All right. So then LastPass finishes off by saying we routinely test the latest password cracking technology against our algorithm to keep pace with and improve upon our cryptographic controls. In other words, they have to make sure that the algorithm they use to create the encryption for your vaults can't be easily compromised and cracked without the master password, which is good that they actually keep on top of this. But again, the master password is the weakest link in this scenario. If you use a bad master password, they're going to crack into it. So, and then they go in to say, threat actors may also target customers with phishing attacks, credential stuffing, where they use previous passwords that they've had and stuff it in here to try to make it work, or other brute force attacks against online accounts associated with your LastPass vault. In order to protect yourself against social engineering or phishing attacks, it is important to know that LastPass will never call, email, or text you or ask you to click on a link to verify your personal information. Other than when signing into your vault from LastPass client, LastPass will never ask you for your master password. So now with that out of the way, the million-dollar question is, what do I do now that my vault is compromised or has been taken? The first thing to do is to evaluate your master password. Is it a strong one or is it not a strong one? If it is a weak one, then I would consider every single password in that vault to be vulnerable and needs to be changed immediately. If you do have a strong password, master password, then I would say you are safer, but not, I wouldn't say that you're 100% safe, because everything with cybersecurity is you'll never be 100% safe on anything. So you'll have to then evaluate whether you think that will these vaults ever be compromised or be able to crack. If you can safely say, yes, I believe so much into LastPass protecting my vault that I do not believe that it's ever going to be compromised, then you can continue using it without any major without any major issue, but I would definitely recommend changing any banking passwords that you've been using, because that is very sensitive and you don't want to risk that you say, okay, it will never get compromised, it will never be cracked, and then a couple months later, oops, it's been cracked and my entire bank account's been flushed out. Another thing to be worried about is if you're using LastPass only to put in password and save it, then you'll have less to worry about. But like it said, that you can put in notes, and in these notes you can have things like driver's license, credit card information, any type of wills or important documentations that you scanned, you can put in here and save into the vault. If you have any of that information, then it would be a bigger issue, especially if your master password is very weak. So the first thing I would do is evaluate your situation to see how safe do you feel that your data is in this vault. If you feel that it is not 100% safe, the next question is, do I feel trust with LastPass to continue using this information or using their services? If you do not feel safe using them, then I recommend looking for alternative password managers. There are many out there, like 1Pass, Bitwarden, Last Key, or One Key, or something. There's many, many out there. But when you're choosing other password managers, I would definitely go with more of a either self-hosting service option that will put, even though that will put more responsibility on your shoulders, it will be much easier for you to control how that data is saved and protected. Or the next thing you look into is see if it's a major corporation that has a lot of backing so that they can spend a lot of money to protect your data. I know that's really hard to say because a lot of these companies don't really care, but if you vet them, you could find some that actually do care, because there are some password managers out there that are built by people not for ways to make money, but for ways to improve upon these kind of situations and to help others. Look for those kind of companies and migrate your password vault from LastPass to there if you feel like LastPass cannot be trusted anymore. Personally, I have stopped using LastPass many, many years ago, and I've been using Bitwarden. I haven't been paid or sponsored by anyone to tell you this information. I'm just saying this is what I personally used because I made the evaluation many years ago that I didn't want to use LastPass anymore, and I haven't been happier with my decision. So the decision whether to keep with LastPass or to leave is 100% your decision, and it can only be made if you fully evaluated your situation and say, okay, I don't trust LastPass anymore because of this. Okay, they had a breach, they said everything was fine, and then all of a sudden something bad happened, worse happened, and even worse happened as more information got taken out or been released. Who knows in the future what more information could be getting out there? They could say further on, hey, oh, by the way, there was this little piece of malware that included into this particular version that copied your master password. Or it could say, oh, we thought that they didn't get credit card information, but by the way, they kind of did. Especially if you put it in your vault and the vault got decrypted. So at the end of the day, the only thing you can do is just evaluate your situation and say, okay, can I trust them? Yes or no? If it's yes, continue using them. If it's no, look somewhere else. And then when going to evaluate other companies, just make sure that you look for companies that either allow you to do a self-hosting option or that have a reputation of being more of a company that wants to provide a service to help you rather than just a company that's looking out for profits and only caring about themselves. So with this said, the choice is up to you. Definitely look further into protecting your passwords with more than just the password, but also using a two-factor authentication like hardware tokens or software tokens or even hardware keys like the YubiKeys. That will be also another layer that you can add into protecting after you decided if you want to move your password from LastPass to another one, or if you just go through the cycle just to be on the safe side of changing every password through your entire vault. The choice is up to you. So with that said, hopefully this information will give you the power that you need to actually make an informed decision. And whatever decision that is made, just stick to it. I know it will be very difficult and burdensome to change all your passwords and to change password managers if you choose to, but ultimately it's your security that is at stake here. No other companies are going to care about you at the end of the day. You have to look out for yourself, and you can't rely on LastPass to sit there and say, okay, we're going to help you out by changing all your passwords or doing this or doing that. No, the data is out there. Personally, I would consider it vulnerable, and the only thing to do is just change all the passwords, and hopefully you didn't have any sensitive documents in your vaults. Personally, I would not put these kind of documents into a password manager. I would encrypt them separately on a localized thumb drive so that I can have control over that information. But that is a different topic of the different day. So with that said, we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.